here's the just the conclusion. The Yiratzin, the Rebbe says that immediately, even before the Chagagula, especially before the day of Shiva Asabatamas, the Geula should already come, so that even before the beginning of the 3 weeks, we should have the transformation of these days to days of joy and to holidays and the true and complete redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu. So the Rebbe says like this, as for Zayin B'Pashtus, it should be, in the most literal sense, Bias HaMashiach. That's an expression you should be familiar with, Bias HaMashiach, the coming of Mashiach. V'Hispashtus HaMashiach. That's got to be one you never heard before, okay? Hispashtus HaMashiach. The Rebbe said, again, if you know what's going on at the time, where you have this whole issue, should we spread it, should we not spread it, should we say it, shouldn't we say it? Here the Rebbe says we should have the coming of Mashiach and the spashtus, the spreading of Mashiach, the extension of Mashiach, a king from the house of David, and he should do and succeed and build the Mikdash in its place, and so on. And then the Rebbe adds another thing. This is, again, this is Parshas Chukas, which is the week immediately following Gimel Tammuz, the first Shabbos after Gimel Tammuz that year. And the Rebbe says that all of this should be in a way of Rambam. Since we said that we should have Mashiach like the Psak of the Rambam, the way the king from the house of the Lang said, all this should be in the way of Rambam, which we know that Rambam is Rosh HaTevis, Revise Maifsai Be'eretz Mitzrayim, my miracles should be increased in the land of Egypt, that even while within the constraints and limitations of exile should be revealed the plenitude of my miracles, it should be to such a degree that when you ask a Jew, what is the last Maifas that you saw? He answers, what do you mean the last one? There are, and there will be so many, such an increase of Maifasim, which in the word revise, increase, doesn't have a limit on it, just says increase. Increase means on and when the Torah says increase, it means on and on and on. It doesn't stop anywhere. It doesn't say where the increase stops, it keeps going. So the Rebbe says that's the way this should be, that even while within the confines and constraints of Golas, when you ask a Jew, there should be so many miracles abounding that when you ask a Jew, what's the last miracle that you saw? He's just like what do you ask about the last one? There's so many going on now. What do you need to know about the last one? To the point that immediately we have the true and complete redemption. And we should also have a kitzuvaranu sheikhni offer, the balagula in their midst and at their head, together with all Jews. And we should go to the Beit HaMikdash. So here again, the Rebbe is very much is bringing out that this whole talk, that all these ideas and concepts that he's talking about, on the one hand, he brings it down to the most simple level. He explains how even a little child understands it. On the other hand, he's also explaining the idea that all of this is not just stam, we woke up one day and now this is where we're at. The point is that this is, we're holding at the point of the coming of Mashiach and the spreading of Mashiach and the days in which we're supposed to make the transition from and the transformation of all the days associated with days of sadness and negativity and transforming them into days of happiness and joy and holidays, which hopefully we will succeed in completing soon enough so that actually this year we will be celebrating Shavuot, Sukkot, and Tisha B'Av as actual holidays.